Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Spiritual Common Sense. I'm Joffrey McClung, and happy 2024. With a new year, we get a fresh slate. Now, I'm going to talk about this fresh slate in my inspiration segment on new beginnings. New year, new beginnings, a fresh slate, starting over. A new year excites most of us. We've left the old year behind, all the problems and the troubles, and we've got a brand new year ahead of us. Most of us hope that this new year will be full of excitement, joy, pleasure, delight, fun, success, abundance, and adventure. But let's also make 2024 the year that we fall more in love with ourselves. To love yourself means to embrace all that you are while you're walking on this planet, and to know that you can continue to grow and evolve with each breath. The year 2024 in numerology is the number 8. Number 8 represents the balance in the materialistic world and the spiritual world. So make this year the year that you balance your materialistic and your spiritual world as well. Do what you need to do to have a good life, but look inward and discover your inner power that perhaps you've ignored for too long. Or discover your inner self-compassion that you have not offered to yourself before. Practice self-appreciation, self-forgiveness. Own what you've gone through and embrace your strength that got you through it. And celebrate the good things that you created and experienced. Be willing to love yourself unabashedly and make 2024 the year that you understand, truly understand, that you are lovable, loving, and loved. And there is nothing you can do or say that will change that universal truth. Now, I'm very excited about today's show. I've got a lovely story to share with you about someone who leapt over their fear. Our inspiration segment is about new beginnings. And our homework segment, it's all about new beginnings and how to hang on to the light as the dark is yelling louder. But right now, we're going to be speaking with an author, or should I say a soon-to-be author, Dr. Karen Wilner. Karen holds degrees in clinical psychology, nonverbal communication, and humanistic education. She served as director of education for Core Energetics internationally from 1990 to 2000, and then served as an assistant director of the Institute of Core Energetics in New York. She believes by working with our bodies in specific ways, we can transform our anger and improve our health. Otherwise, anger can get trapped in our psyches and cause a host of physical and mental health issues. I know this from the family I was raised in. Her upcoming book, Release Toxic Anger for Women, Body-Based Practices to Transform Negative Thoughts, Soothe Stress, and Stay True to Yourself. It will be available later in the year 2024. Hi, Karen.
Hi there, Joffrey. Nice to be here.
Thank you. Oh, well, thank you for joining us. I'm going to ask you the question I ask everybody. It's, where were you born? And what did you dream of becoming when you grew up?
Wow, great question. I was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania. So that's where I was born. And I think I knew when I was 16 years old that I wanted to be a psychologist, because I wrote that in an autobiography for my English teacher at 16. And I still have that paper, actually.
Oh, how funny. And, so you knew it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I didn't become a psychologist immediately. After I wrote that, I did other things and became a psychologist later, but I knew it early on.
Well, I think that's really cool. So you grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, or you were born there. Did you live most of your childhood in Scranton?
No. I was born... Actually, my father was in the service. It was the Second World War. I was born in 44. So I lived with my grandmother and grandfather and mother, and he was in the service. And when I was 3, he came back, and we moved to Altoona, Pennsylvania, if anyone knows where that is, and that's where I grew up.
Well, let me ask you, what was your childhood like? And the second question I have you for you is, who was the most impactful person on you when you were growing up?
Well, that's interesting. The most impactful person early on was my grandfather, but he died when I was 6. But those few years with him, before I even met my father, were very significant. He was an amazing, educated person, but full of love. You know, some of the love you talk about, that just came through him. So he really impacted me, and it was really hard when he passed away when I was 6 years old. That was a big loss.
That is so sad. Well, was your childhood rather pleasant, or were there some dramas? Tell me a little bit about your childhood.
Well, all of the above. It was very pleasant growing up in Altoona with a lot of suburban stuff, you know, badminton in the backyard, that kind of thing. We walked to school, no one locked their doors. So it was very much a sense of community and a lovely place for a child, really. I think the book that I'm writing, this whole thing about releasing toxic anger, the publisher asked it to be for women. I was going to write a book about transforming anger to love, because what happened in my childhood is I noticed my parents dealt with anger so differently. She was really in your face with it. You know, her eyes would get really on fire and look at you with a lot of tension, where he would be very quiet and leave the house when he got angry. And I got very interested in how people dealt with stress and tension, even, you know, when a child. I couldn't have named it, but I sensed something there that I wanted to know more about.
Well, that is, I grew up with, I had one person in my family who had very serious anger issues. You would be talking to her, and then she'd get this look in her eyes, and it was like she became a different human being, and she went for the jugular no matter what you were discussing. So anger, I do understand anger very intimately. I was not a pleasant childhood in that sense, but anger can be very detrimental. Well, let me ask you, so you saw your mother do anger in a different way than your father. I tend to be more like your father. I just close down and leave, or I just back off. But your mother would, her look would change, and she would spout her anger towards you. Is that what got you interested in writing the book about anger?
Well, actually, it went deeper than that. I began to see that health issues were connected to anger. So my mother was diagnosed with cancer right after a loss. She had a pretty high job in the state of Pennsylvania, eventually in Harrisburg, that job she lost it because of age discrimination. And right after that, she was diagnosed with cancer. And I felt like she hadn't really dealt with her feelings about that loss. And then I also saw my father, who had heart attacks right around the same time that his mother died when he was 12 years old. And he started having heart attacks. He had about 3 of them. So he died from a heart attack, but before he died, he had about 3 heart attacks, and they were all during the week or two when his mother had passed away when he was 12 years old. So that made me look at what's the relationship between loss, anger, because there's usually anger with a loss, you know, because you have no control over a situation, and your own health. So that, actually, when I did my doctorate in psychology, was what I looked at, anger and heart conditions and loss.
Well, let me ask you, is anger different for men than women?
It is, we handle in the it differently? Sense that men's anger, if they're loud and, you know, type A personalities, hostile, controlling, destructive with their anger, they are more in line for heart conditions, but also their anger is more received more as, well, that's manly. Where women can't get away with that very, you know, so if a woman's loud and destructive and cruel, like you were talking about the person in your family, and I was talking about some of that with my mother, that's not accepted culturally. But what happens is women suppress their anger because that's what we've been taught, kind of what you, how you describe yourself to, you know, like my father, just leave the house or just keep it to yourself. But actually, for women, our health issues are more connected to holding anger in. So if all the research shows that women who suppress anger have a lot of heart disease as well as cancer and other immune deficiencies.
My sister, she died from liver cancer, and I think it has to do with the anger she held in her body and spewed on everybody that came into her existence. But anyway,
yeah.
So your book is going to be about, go ahead.
I was just saying wow, but yeah.
Well, the liver cleans out the impurities in our bodies, and, you know, she just had so much anger. But let me ask you, healthy anger differs from toxic or destructive anger. Can you talk a little bit about the differences between those two?
Yeah, healthy anger is not suppressing it, but it's not being cruel or mean or destructive. Like, you wouldn't call someone's names. You wouldn't blame everyone for whatever they did. You might just say, I'm feeling angry right now, and I wish you wouldn't do that. But you won't try to control the other person. You realize that life isn't always going to go your way, and that sometimes you're going to feel disappointed or you're going to have loss, and you may feel angry because it's a normal emotion. You're born with that in your brain. So it's important to acknowledge it, but not try to take revenge on people or do cruel things or suppress it. So it's a middle ground.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I know a lot of people get angry and they call people names. And I think, well, what are you? You know, are you in elementary school? Why are you calling people names? But anger...
Right.
You can communicate anger without pissing the other person off, I think is what you're basically saying, is I'm feeling anger, so I wish you would stop that, versus you're a blah, blah, blah kind of person. Let me ask you, let's say you work on some of your anger issues. Can you reverse the effects that your anger's had over your body?
Yes, absolutely. So a lot of my work is to help people to help women in particular feel empowered. So it's important to be assertive. It's important to express our anger, but it's also important to be grounded. So I work a lot with the body, helping people bring their energy. The energy that feeds anger generally goes up into your head and your shoulders and makes you want to strike out. And I help them bring that energy down to the ground, connect it to the earth, so they feel more empowered and at the same time they're more realistic, and use their anger to problem solve rather than to hurt other people.
Mm-hmm. I think that makes a lot of sense. Well, what are the best ways to work with anger to reduce it, to manage it, and maybe even transform it with a little bit of love?
Oh, I love that. So first, you have to be, particularly for people that suppress their anger, is to really tune into your bodies. So first, to learn to do body scans to see where you're holding anger in your body. And even people who lose their temper a lot, I think they're not really in touch with their bodies or their where their real anger, their authentic anger lives. So doing a body scan, that would be a first step.
I think you said something very important, that people don't know why they're angry. They're just spewing their anger. I always say go underneath your anger. You'll find your pain and your fear. So I think we got to really highlight that people get angry, but they don't even know why they're really angry half the time. But go ahead.
Right. I call anger a secondary emotion because the primary emotions are the ones you just mentioned. Fear and hurt are usually there, but mm-hmm. people don't want to feel vulnerable. And those two feelings make you feel vulnerable. So you go right to your anger, and then that causes a lot of problems. You know, you destroy important relationships. Sometimes job opportunities, you know, your reputation even. So,
Well, let me ask, if you don't know that you're angry, how can you become aware that you're angry?
Well, hopefully by buying my book or going to workshops so that you learn how to tune into your body. So that's the first step, is really learning the difference between what you feel like when you're not angry, how you feel when you're relaxed and at ease, versus when you're stressed and tense. But stress and tension always has a bit of anger in it. So that's the first step. And then the second step is to begin to release that anger, but as you know, I often say, never toward another human being. So you can, you can stamp you can scream in the shower or get in your car and scream. You can hit a pillow. You can just write in your journal, I'm angry, I feel hate inside. But you never want to move that out toward another person. And then after you're aware of that, we call it that grounding comes up. So I don't know if you do yoga, but exercises like bending over and touching the ground, the forward bend would help ground the anger, or squats help ground the anger. So you want to bring the anger towards the ground. Yeah, so very important things.
So you teach really how to use your body to release the anger. So one of the ways you said is grounding by either bending over, such as we do in yoga, or squatting will ground your anger. What are there any other body positions that are good?
Well, you can stand up and just come up on your toes and then drop down on your heels. So I'm doing that right now. You might hear me through the phone. But if you just come down on your heels, that brings you closer to the ground. Keeping your knees softly bent. When people lock their knees, they're sending their energy up into their head. They're making themselves more angry. If you soften your knees, you come down toward the ground. You bring the anger away from your head. So
And breathing, I think breathing is another tip. Take some long, deep breaths.
Absolutely. So, you know, letting it all out, you know. And then you want to go into forgiveness. And the way I go into forgiveness is through compassion. So, first of all, you think about the perpetrator or the person you're angry with and move some energy around that. You might just want to run in place as you think about this person and move your energy. And then you want to open your heart and really send compassion.
Too funny. I'm going to talk about that in my homework segment. You hit a big number that I'm going to talk about, compassionate action. Yeah, I think sending compassion to those who you're angry with is a very wonderful thing to do. We have been speaking with Karen, Dr. Karen Wilner, clinical psychologist and the author of her upcoming book, Release Toxic Anger for Women, Body-Based Practices to Transform Negative Thoughts, Soothe Stress, and Stay True to Yourself. It'll be available in 2024. Where can people follow you and just know more about your book when it comes out, Karen?
Yes, thank you.
Where can they follow you, Karen?
Okay, so you can come to drkarenwilner.com. So my name is K-A-R-Y-N-E-W-I-L-N-E-R. And you can find me there. And I would, you know, I also have some things on social media. So look for K-A-R-Y-N-E-W-I-L-N-E-R. And you'll be finding out about my book and other body-based practices that I do.
Well, you have been quite enlightening, and I think you're doing good work connecting the body to our anger. And I hope you have a very wonderful 2024, and I hope your book hits the bestseller list, Karen. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
MySpiritualCommonSense.com is Joffrey McClung's website, where you can find a plethora of information to help you put some common sense into your spiritual conversations. Not only will you find out more about Joffrey, but you can read her blog and watch her one-minute weekly videos highlighting tips on how to stay conscious and keep growing. You can even get a free affirmations booklet if you join Joffrey's mailing list. So remember to visit MySpiritualCommonSense.com. That's MySpiritualCommonSense.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Self-love is one of the most important love relationships you can have. We are all searching for more love in our life, and it really starts with you. Now there's a guide and workbook that gives you life-changing and powerful insights to help you through an enlightening self-discovery process to self-love, and you can get it on Amazon.com. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love by Joffrey McClung. Get it today. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love on Amazon.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
If you want a master class on how loss can become your greatest teacher, then get the book How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live by Joffrey McClung. Following a period of loss through Joffrey's life, you'll discover how she overcame challenges to find the many gifts that helped her transcend to her authentic self. Get How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live at Amazon.com. Take Joffrey's lessons to help you overcome your grief and loss. How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live on Amazon.com.
No matter what is happening on the outside, to make a difference, work on the inside. You are part of the fabric of life. Have a positive impact on yourself and others. Take a break from the dark side. Listen to the positive side of podcasts. HRNradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joffrey McClung, and this is HealthyLife.net. This inspires me. We all need to be inspired to go beyond what we've known, to do what we've longed to do but were afraid to do it. To remember that life is to be a great adventure and to not let worries or fears make it simply mundane. My hope is this segment will encourage you, move you, and enthuse you to also become an inspiration for others. I'm going to tell you a story by Adam Johnson that I found online that highlights this month's inspiration, and we'll talk about it in the next segment. So here we go with the story. You're never too old to take a leap into the unknown. You can fail at what you don't want, So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love. Those words from Jim Carrey would be the inspiration for my great leap in life. And it all started with wake up, throw down my coffee, join the 9-to-5 grind, strap on my uniform, head to the gas fields in Australia, return home exhausted and unfulfilled. My girlfriend Ashley said I was wasting my talent. She initiated discussions telling me I was creative and that I should do something different. We talked about moving to the Sunshine Coast and creating a new life there. But how could I earn a living doing anything else other than working in the gas fields? I'd left school over 10 years ago. It was too late for me to train in something new. Plus, I couldn't leave the job security I had here. The money was great. We were secure in our existence. So I just kept going. Work, get paid, pay the bills, repeat. Well, it was Thursday night. I lay slumped in the couch watching Animal Planet when my mate Harley called. Hey, Adam, you've got a GoPro, right? Can you film the foam party this Saturday? And while I hadn't ever filmed a foam party before, or anything else for that matter, I thought, well, why not? Help a mate out. Anything that involves foam would be fun anyway. Okay, here's a special note for me. A foam party, which I'd never heard of, is where you get to play with foam, making hairdos or angels or snowmen. Both kids and adults love it. Okay, back to the story. Okay, I'll give it a go, I said, not realizing those foaming bubbles would bubble forth an idea that would soon change my life. I called Ashley into the study. I finished the foam party film. What do you think? I watched Ashley watch the film party on screen. She was smiling ear to ear. The movie ended, and I switched off the screen. So, what do you think? Adam, you have got so much talent. It's amazing how you've made a small town foam party look like a big city event. She was excited. And you've got to do something with that talent, Adam. No more excuses. Ashley walked toward the door. As she grabbed the door handle, she cheekily turned to me and said, and don't come out until you've chosen a course to do in the film industry. The door closed behind her, leaving me to take my first step toward a more meaningful life. I was scared about enrolling into film school as an adult student. Although Ashley believed in me, and there were signs of possibility, my foam party film had already received 4,000 hits online. Voices in my head kept telling me it was a bad idea. Don't do it, Adam. You are too old to keep up with these younger students. You're not good enough to be in a class of young up-and-comers. They'll know more than you. Seriously, Adam, you've only ever used a GoPro. Those other kids would have been using a camera for over 5 years already. I wanted to succeed, but I was so afraid I would fail. I preferred security over taking risk. Enrolling in film course would be taking a huge risk. I'd be leaving a great paying job to take a chance in an industry I knew nothing about. I was also concerned about what people would think if I failed. It felt easier just to quit on my dreams and stay unhappy in my job than taking a leap. Thankfully, Ashley did not quit on my dreams. She gave me the push I needed to take the first step and enroll into film school. It didn't take long to realize how much I enjoyed working with film. I discovered being older wasn't a burden like I imagined. It was a blessing. And like many of the students, I had already chosen to do film as a living. Having this determination gave me the extra drive I needed in class. I wasn't doing the course just for something to try out. I was committed to my craft and committed to carving out a career in the film industry. I left my full-time job on the gas fields and took a job for 2 days a week to support my studies for a year. I walked around in the heat and the rain checking electrical meters. I used the income and my savings to make ends meet. I hated it. In the first few months, I'd come home so exhausted and miserable. I wondered why I was doing all this. Would this film course ever pay off? 7 months into the course, I was invited to do work experience for a broadcast company at the Big Pineapple Music Festival on the Sunshine Coast. The company was impressed with my work and invited me back again and again. 2 months before graduating, I was getting consistent film work. It was time to take the final leap over my fears. I quit my part-time job and started earning an income doing what I love. I now travel Australia and the world, filming live events and documentaries. I travel to the most remote places of Australia, learning different cultures and meeting new people. My work filming Indigenous Australians and helping them to tell their amazing stories has been the most fulfilling to me. I love what I do. In addition to the documentary work, I have my own business filming weddings. And while I'm on the topic of weddings, my beautiful girlfriend Asha and I got married. We now live on the Sunshine Coast. My life is filled with meaning. It scares me to think that I almost didn't take the leap into this new life I love. What if I didn't take the first step? How different would my life be? What if I ignored Ashley's prompts and opted to stay safe and secure? My life would be likely an existence without meaning, and that scares me. And it gets me to ask how many people are trapped by their fears, not realizing that their fear is the very thing that will leap you to freedom. So I ask you, what is it you've always wanted to learn? What is the deep yearning you have in your heart? Take the first step, a step you will never know what may happen. This is Spiritual Common Sense.
Self-love is one of the most important love relationships you can have. We are all searching for more love in our life, and it really starts with you. Now there's a guide and workbook that gives you life-changing and powerful insights to help you through an enlightening self-discovery process to self-love, and you can get it on Amazon.com. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love by Joffrey McClung. Get it today. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love on Amazon.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
If you want a master class on how loss can become your greatest teacher, then get the book How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live by Joffrey McClung. Following a period of loss through Joffrey's life, you'll discover how she overcame challenges to find the many gifts that helped her transcend to her authentic self. Get How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live at Amazon.com. Take Joffrey's lessons to help you overcome your grief and loss. How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live on Amazon.com.
Discover the world's largest anti-aging organization, Life Extension. For the best information, vitamins, and supplements, you just can't beat Life Extension. To start extending your life, go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Life Extension banner.
MySpiritualCommonSense.com is Joffrey McClung's website, where you can find a plethora of information to help you put some common sense into your spiritual conversations. Not only will you find out more about Joffrey, but you can read her blog and watch her one-minute weekly videos highlighting tips on how to stay conscious and keep growing. You can even get a free affirmations booklet if you join Joffrey's mailing list. So remember to visit MySpiritualCommonSense.com. That's MySpiritualCommonSense.com.
Uplifting Talk, HealthyLife.net.
This is HealthyLife.net. I'm Joffrey McClung. So, your inspiration for this month is new beginnings. Just like Adam did in the story, you need to leap over your fears and begin something new. Something that brings great joy to your heart. If you're stuck in a job that you dislike, begin to look at jobs that bring you great joy and jump over your fear and apply for them. If your great desire is to be in a relationship, jump over your fears and join groups or get on matchmaking apps. Do something that gets you in front of other people so there's a chance that you can meet somebody new in your life. If your new beginning is to move to a different place, a different land, jump over your fear and go for it. Move there. No one says you have to stay there forever. But if it's been a desire, take the risk. New beginnings indicate leaving the past behind and opening up to a fresh new way of living. I know it can be scary to begin something new, but I think all good things happen when we step into the void and are willing to follow our hearts. I think the most miserable I've ever been was when I was stuck in a rut, doing exactly what I didn't want to be doing, but by doing it, it made me feel safe. This yearning to be safe drives most of humanity to do things that are not always helpful to the individual. I hung on to jobs way longer than I needed to, just to feel safe. I even found that I stayed with my partner longer than I should have, just because he made me feel comfortable and safe. Safety is something we long for, but at the same time, safety can be a great hindrance. Which is why I think Adam and many, many others say you must take a leap of faith and jump over your fears in order to begin new beginnings. In my first year of doing this radio show, I did an inspiration segment on late bloomers. These are the people who later in life achieved great success, such as Colonel Sanders, who started his Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant at the age of 65, and Grandma Moses, who started painting at the young age of 76 and painted for another 25 years. Julia Child did not learn to cook until she was 40 years old. Ray Kroc bought his first hamburger stand at the age of 52. 6 years later, he had 200 hamburger stands called McDonald's. All of these people had dreams, so they leapt over their fear and followed their hearts. Were they afraid? Yes, of course. They're human. But they still did what they longed for and began new beginnings. One of my favorite stories is about an actress, of course, Catherine Joston. Before becoming an actor, late bloomer Catherine was a psychiatric nurse in Chicago. She married a psychiatrist and hoped for a peaceful life. But due to her husband's alcoholism, she left her marriage, which also marked the beginning of a struggle in her life. She sold wallpapers and paintings and also worked as a salesperson to earn bread for her children. At the age of 56, she leaped over her fear and moved to Hollywood to become an actress. With no agent or experience, it's a dream very few can dare to see. But she saw and she conquered. After doing some minor roles in television series, Catherine got her big break on the show Family Matters, and then did The West Wing and many hit television series. She ended up winning 2 Emmy Awards for her role in Desperate Housewives. Catherine leapt over her fear and went for her dream at the age of 56. She began a new beginning. New beginnings can be very exciting, but also can be extremely scary for most of us. We cling to safety with both hands. Cecilia Zolinski had to leap over her fear to begin a new beginning. She lost her career and her marriage, and her adult children had launched their own lives. She drifted, trying to salvage her career with endless job searches and failed interviews. So she finally enrolled in sailing school. She knew nothing, but she knew she wanted to sell big sailboats offshore in the blue water. Finally, she earned her qualifications, and suddenly, beyond her wildest dreams, her life accelerated. She was chosen to crew a very fine sailboat, making legendary trips through Tahiti. She then sailed from Fiji to Australia. She is over 65 years old, living a wildly wonderful life in places she could only dream about. She also found her new love she met during the pandemic, which shared an interest in boating as well. But it took her overleaping her fear and following her heart to begin a new beginning and to find life much more fulfilling and enriching. New beginnings means not only beginning a new path, but beginning a new path that's in alignment with your heart. A new beginning that makes your life much more fulfilling, much more delightful, much more exciting than if you stayed with a safe, predictable job or situation. I think the biggest new beginning I ever took was not the first time I went to New York, but the second time. The first time I went to New York, I was in my early 20s. And being in my early 20s, I expected great things to happen, just as most 20-year-olds believe that great things are coming their way. However, the second time I went to New York, I was 39, just getting ready to turn 40, and I had experienced many ups, but also many, many downs. Life left its mark on me, so to speak. Excuse me. So to return to New York, while I was looking at 40 coming down the pike, caused a great deal of fear. I even saw how rough New York could be on an actress or a producer. Why did I believe it would be different now? But somewhere deep in my heart, I knew I needed to try again. So I leapt over my fear, and I moved back to New York. Now, the first 3 months there, I did temp jobs, and I cried almost every night. But the fourth month was much different. I was offered a job that I would have for the next 15 years, a senior TV producer. It was a job I adored. It was a job that allowed me to make my first feature film. It was a job that allowed me to take care of my mother and to write my books. Just like Adam, I wondered what would have happened if I stayed in Texas and not taken that leap of faith and left over my fear and gone for the new beginning. Luckily, I don't have to wonder because I did take that leap, and I am so grateful I did. Did it mean I had no fear? No. Did it mean I have no doubts? Absolutely not. However, what it did mean was that I believed in my heart that better things were coming my way. And the only way I was going to experience better things was to leap over my fear and begin again. This month's inspiration is new beginnings. By leaping over fear, because I don't care how old you are, we all need new beginnings in our lives at different times. So in the new year of 2024, let this be the year that you do some new beginnings. Leap over your fear to discover the goodness, the joy, the fulfillment that can come from beginning something brand new. This is HealthyLife.net.
If you want a master class on how loss can become your greatest teacher, then get the book, How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live, by Joffrey McClung. Following a period of loss through Joffrey's life, you'll discover how she overcame challenges to find the many gifts that helped her transcend to her authentic self. Get How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live at Amazon.com. Take Joffrey's lessons to help you overcome your grief and loss. How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live on Amazon.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Self-love is one of the most important love relationships you can have. We are all searching for more love in our life, and it really starts with you. Now there's a guide and workbook that gives you life-changing and powerful insights to help you through an enlightening self-discovery process to self-love, and you can get it on Amazon.com. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love, by Joffrey McClung. Get it today. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love, on Amazon.com.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
MySpiritualCommonSense.com is Joffrey McClung's website, where you can find a plethora of information to help you put some common sense into your spiritual conversations. Not only will you find out more about Joffrey, but you can read her blog and watch her one-minute weekly videos highlighting tips on how to stay conscious and keep growing. You can even get a free affirmations booklet if you join Joffrey's mailing list. So remember to visit MySpiritualCommonSense.com. That's MySpiritualCommonSense.com.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Hi, this is Spiritual Common Sense, and I'm Joffrey McClung. So, this month's spiritual homework is to greet 2024 with a wide-open heart, to do new beginnings in areas that you feel stuck or clinging into safety, to know that you are deserving of a good life and an enriching life, a life filled with delight, to reach a bit further than you can believe you can grasp, to go for dreams that perhaps you put on the back burner, but they are still simmering within your heart, and to fall in love with yourself wholeheartedly. Not by ignoring the parts of yourself that you hate or disgust you, but by embracing all the parts of yourself with compassion and love. To fall in love with the beauty that resides within your heart. To see your flaws and know they make you exactly who you were meant to be in this lifetime. To know that you are deserving of love. That you are lovable beyond measure. To understand that how you uniquely express your beneficial art is perfect to the universe, and to realize that you matter and are valued, not for what you've done, not for what you will do, but because you are you. To become a light to those who are surrounded by darkness, and not worry that they don't believe what you believe, but by embracing them and understanding that we are all spirits playing this human journey. And doing the best that we can with what we know. And to laugh out loud. There is nothing that can connect you to the divine quicker than joy and laughter. And finally, to love your neighbors, your city, the world, the universe, with the entirety of your heart. So, how do we do all of these lovely things when the world feels and appears to be struggling with such heavy darkness? I will repeat again something I've said many times that I got from Cryon. As the light gets stronger, the dark yells louder. And that's what we are witnessing now, the dark yelling for its last bit of life. I listened to Cryon recently, who Lee Carroll channels, and he gave us three techniques that we could add to our lives so we could stay connected to the light as the dark is yelling its lungs out. So I'm going to share this with you now. Number one, when you get out of bed, first thing in the morning, as you put your feet to the floor, or when you first open your eyes, thank Spirit for a loving day and say, I am dearly loved. Number two, practice compassionate action. And number three, laugh. Okay, let's talk about number one first. Thanking Spirit for a loving day and to state, I am dearly loved. What this does, it sets up a communication with your subconscious, and I will add, the universe as well, saying exactly what you expect to experience for the day. Now, I know that as I've been doing my job from home, sometimes I wake up and go, oh, God, it's another day. So, what I experience is another day lumbering along. But when you get out of bed and the first thought that you allow in your head is, thank you for this loving day, you are setting a pattern in your subconscious, your superconscious, and your higher self in the entire universe that this is what you expect to experience today, a loving day. And then to say, I am dearly loved, sets a pattern that you deserve all the good things that this world can bring. because you are so dearly loved. So number one, to stay connected to the light, is setting the tone for the day and knowing you deserve it because you are dearly loved. Number two, practice compassionate action. To be compassionate means feeling or showing sympathy or concern for others. Compassionate action means to take action because of your sympathy and concern for others. This does not necessarily mean taking outwardly physical action. We've all experienced feeling compassionate towards someone who is suffering. That compassion can actually make us feel sad. However, compassionate action keeps us from going into sadness or despair, but allows us to take action towards the people that we feel something for. Compassionate action means using your energy and sending that energy to the person that you're feeling compassionate toward. You can send your energy, your love, to the other person. It can simply mean closing your eyes and seeing your loving heart reaching out to them through the ethers, offering them love and light. Another way to practice compassionate action is to offer this to people who have harmed you or hurt you. I did this recently with a friend who scolded me. Rather than going over it in my head over and over again, I offered her compassionate action. I understood that she was projecting her pain onto me, so I sent her lots of love and light. Am I a perfect friend? No. But nor am I someone who deserves to be scolded for simply being me. So I closed my eyes and I sent her lots of love and light. By doing this, I lifted the feeling in my heart as well. Compassionate action means sending your energy to the people that you are concerned about. And the good news is, when you practice compassionate action, you're also receiving healing energies on yourself as well. Love is a circle, and when you offer it to another, you automatically receive it yourself. Okay, and lastly, number three, laugh. This is one of my most favorites, to laugh. Kryon mentioned exactly what I believe, that the divine energy is overflowing with joy. And when you connect to the joy that resides within you through laughter, you're actually becoming a piece of the divine walking this planet. When I was grieving my mother and eventually my best friend leaving this planet due to cancer, laughter saved my life. Once a week, I'd go over to my friend's house and we would laugh, be outrageous and dance and be silly. And during the week, as I was grieving the losses that I was experiencing, I'd watch one show that I was sure would at least make me smile, if not outright, make me laugh out loud. Laughter not only raises your spirits, but actually raises your vibration to a much higher level. And when you're at a higher level, you are much more capable of co-creating a wonderful experiences flowing into your life. Make laughter one of your best friends. It will lighten your heart. It will lighten your mood. And frankly, it will lighten your soul. So begin new beginnings in 2024. Leap over your fears. Grab what makes your heart the happiest. Practice the three tips that keep you connected to the light. Thank the Spirit for this loving day. State I am dearly loved. Practice compassionate action for someone each day by sending them love and light. And laugh. Laugh out loud each and every day. Make 2024 the year that your life gets bigger, more enriching, more delightful, more fun, more adventuresome, and totally fulfilling to the heart. This is your homework for this month and the next 11 months. Leap over your fear and begin new beginnings. Happy 2024.
Self-love is one of the most important love relationships you can have. We are all searching for more love in our life, and it really starts with you. Now there's a guide and workbook that gives you life-changing and powerful insights to help you through an enlightening self-discovery process to self-love, and you can get it on Amazon.com. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love by Joffrey McClung. Get it today. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love on Amazon.com.
Roku is like having your own video library with over 300,000 choices. And it's the best way to get Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and so much more. There's a Roku player for every budget, so go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Roku banner.
If you want a master class on how loss can become your greatest teacher, then get the book How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live by Joffrey McClung. Following a period of loss through Joffrey's life, you'll discover how she overcame challenges to find the many gifts that helped her transcend to her authentic self. Get How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live at Amazon.com. Take Joffrey's lessons to help you overcome your grief and loss. How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live on Amazon.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
MySpiritualCommonSense.com is Joffrey McClung's website, where you can find a plethora of information to help you put some common sense into your spiritual conversations. Not only will you find out more about Joffrey, but you can read her blog and watch her one-minute weekly videos highlighting tips on how to stay conscious and keep growing. You can even get a free affirmations booklet if you join Joffrey's mailing list. So remember to visit MySpiritualCommonSense.com. That's MySpiritualCommonSense.com.
Eclectic talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.
Thanks for joining me, and I hope you got some inspiration, some information, and spiritual homework that will move you forward. And please follow me on Facebook and Instagram, and also check out my website at MySpiritualCommonSense.com. I hope you left some things behind that no longer serve you, and you picked up some things that celebrate you and who you are becoming. Because after all, it's all about self-love, people. And remember, you are glorious, magnificent, and stunning in the universe's eyes. And have always been and will always be lovable, loving, and loved. Until next time, be the light the world needs and have love for all. This is Joffrey McClung for Spiritual Common Sense on HealthyLife.net. Have a joyful month and a wonderful holiday.